Your 5-year-old son is proudly bringing home a drawing that he made in his kindergarten. You look at it, you praise him for doing such a great job, and you hang it on the wall. You are sincerely excited about it. You are not doing it just to make him feel good. You want this drawing to be gracing the walls of your house. Why? You would never buy it in any store. It's not Rembrandt. If the same son will bring you the same drawing 10 years down the line when he is in an art school, you will not be happy. Why? It is the same drawing and the same son. There are two systems for evaluating people's actions, an absolute one and a relative one. Our employers, the clients of our businesses, measure our accomplishments on an absolute scale. I need this result in this amount of time. If you can do it, good. If not, I'll go somewhere else. The society is also evaluating our actions by absolute standards. Did he do the right thing or the wrong thing? Do his actions help me or do they go against my interests? But not parents. Parents evaluate their children's actions on a relative scale. They notice the growth and they're happy with every progress. They evaluate their children in comparison with where they were before and what they think they are capable of. And if they progress, then the parents are happy. A mom is proud of her child's art because a month ago he was not able to color staying in lines and today he can. This masterpiece will never be placed in any gallery because galleries evaluate everything based on an absolute scale. But this piece of art is taking a central place in your house's exhibit because you as a parent evaluate your child by relative standards. In Judaism, God is called our Father. He does not evaluate our actions on an absolute scale as the whole world does. He evaluates our actions by relative standards in relation to where we were before. God is looking for growth. If today I'm a little better than yesterday, then he is happy. And God is in a unique position to evaluate me in this way because he knows everything, including my potential and what is going on in my mind and in my heart. For God, it is not important where I am. It is important in what direction am I moving. It may be a silly page from a coloring book, but if what I colored today is better than what I made yesterday, God is happy. But on the other hand, God also knows my potential, and he demands from me accordingly. His assessment of my actions is also relative to my potential. A famous Hasidic Rebbe, Rabbi Zusha of Anipoli, once said, "When I will ascend to heaven after 120 years, if they will ask me why I did not act like Moses would have acted in my situation, I will have a good answer because I was not born Moses. If they will ask me why I did not act like King David, I'll have a good excuse because I am not King David. But if they will ask me why you did not behave the way Zusha should have behaved, for this, I will not have an answer."